is my honor and delight to introduce to you Michelle Hughley and Ben Shapiro, who are collaborating on a wonderful new theater production with Evil Cheese Productions. It's called The Growing of Ivy. Michelle and Ben, I want to welcome you to WLRH. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for having us.
Awesome. Well, you guys are super creative and you're doing some wonderful things. I happen to know Ben from working with him before and his wonderful poetry. He also writes plays. And this play is a drama in three acts. Again, written by Benjamin Shapiro. It's called The Growing of Ivy. Michelle is going to direct this play. She's working on directing it now, and it will be performed at the historic Lowry House, where a lot of cool things are going down lately. Performances will be April 6th, 7, 8, and 13, 14, and 15, beginning at 7:30 p.m., and then two matinees at 2:30 p.m., April 8th and 15th. So might want to put this on your calendar. I'm sure you can find out more by going to Historic Lowry House. That's L-O-W-R-Y, historiclowryhouse.com. There's also a Facebook page if you want to go to the Lowry House Facebook page, or look for Evil Cheese, C-H-E-E-Z Productions, and then Lowry House. And then there's a phone number here. If you want to use the regular old-fashioned phone, you can dial 256-489-9200 and find out about this. I see here a silhouette of a woman with ivy growing over her, and there's a saying here. It says, "From the ruin, ivy grows." I imagine that there will be some hope and some redemption in this play, Ben. Is that going to happen for us during this presentation?
Honestly, it depends on your definition of hope and redemption. I mean, she starts out damaged and comes out at the other end much stronger.
Fantastic. So it's the story of a woman. How many folks are in the play? How many characters do you have?
I think it's eight. I think we have a cast of eight.
Eight people.
Yeah, so it's not a large cast, not a small cast. It's a nice, good-sized cast.
More than the Graces, fewer than the Muses. Very nice. Very nice.
A lot of range of talent, too. We have some newcomers to the show that have, this is their first time ever being on stage. We have some veterans. It's really an amazing cast, and they've all come together and bonded, and It's been a fantastic process to watch.
Well, Ben is really fun to work with. I know that from before, and he's just awesome to work with. How did you guys get up with each other? How did you meet?
Well, I've been involved with Evil Cheese Productions for the past 5 years, and we co-hosted an event with Theater Huntsville for playwrights. It was like a 10-minute playwriting competition, and Ben's submission came in third place, right?
I remember that. I remember following that.
Made sure to have I had Ivy ready to go when the competition started.
Right.
And so Wayne said anybody who is submitted to the playwright, Wayne Miller, who runs Evil Cheese, said that if anybody wanted to submit a full play, Evil Cheese would take a look at it, and he did, and he liked it.
Okay, very cool. Ben, I know you write poetry, but when did you start writing for theater?
At the Rocket City Playwright Series competition. That was my first ever
play. So you just kind of took this up on a whim, or something occurred to you that this would be a great play and you decided to go ahead and go with it? Or how did that work?
With this play, it started out as a random Facebook post where I was kind of messing around with language and character, and it just kind of blossomed.
Wow.
As people seemed to really like what I did with it. It was a very short. It was if you go to the show, it will be the preface of the show, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then I liked the characters, and I said, well, what would happen if I put them in this situation? And then it just grew from there.
Very cool. My guests are Michelle Hughley and Ben Shapiro. Michelle is directing Ben's play, The Growing of Ivy, with Evil Cheese Productions. This will happen at the historic Lowry House, beautiful place at 1205 Kildare Street in Huntsville. And performances begin April the 6th. You can find out more at historiclowryhouse.com or on Facebook or at 256-489-9200. If you could maybe tell me the story of this play without giving too much away, just tell, kind of set up the premise of what's happening here, and how does the story begin?
It starts out in post-World War II England. Ivy is catatonic after suffering many hits. Lots of loss, lots of tragedy. It's right after the Blitz in London. She's lost a good amount of her family. And the story basically follows her through healing and redemption and getting herself back together to kind of be better there for her family.
Wow. Now, was there something about that particular period in history that fascinated you, Ben? And how were you drawn to this particular time in history to write about?
Honestly, I started it as taking place in Victorian times.
Oh.
I thought of. And then I thought, well, how do you get across the tragedy of war and move towards World War II, and how much Londoners and the English lost during that time period.
Mm-hmm. So that really appealed to you to right. set up the story. I see how that works. Michelle, I am imagining that this is not the first piece of theater that you've directed, that you've been doing some directing.
Well, actually, I co-directed an Evil Cheese production last year called What Not to Do When Your House is Haunted, which was hilarious.
So cute.
That show was so much fun. And but that was my first time actually directing.
Wow.
And so when Wayne decided to take on projects that were not his original works, mm-hmm. which he normally directs himself, he asked me if I was interested in directing, and he said I was the first person he thought of, which was incredibly flattering.
Wow.
And so I read the script, and I was moved, not particularly by a specific heroine or a specific character, but just how each of the people in the script were real people.
Mm-hmm.
They have faults, and they're not always likable, mm-hmm. and they have moments of growth, and it was such an interesting read. And as a woman reading this show that was written by a man from a male perspective about a woman's experience, I was really taken aback with how well done that was.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the language in it is really fantastic. The character movements are amazing. And so I was like, okay, this will be my first real directing experience. And I am so proud of what we have made into, like what we have made the show into. It's amazing, and I'm really excited about it.
That's wonderful. The energy is going to be really fresh. You have a brand new theater piece, mm-hmm. and you have you coming to this directing thing quite fresh and unspoiled. It sounds like it's going to be really, really awesome. This is a drama in three acts written by Ben Shapiro, directed by Michelle Hughley. They are my guests today, and this will be happening at the historic Lowry House coming up April 6th is when it begins, running through the 15th, with a couple of matinees on April 8th and 15th at 2:30. And let's see, tickets, you can find those at 256-489-9200 and get more info at historiclowryhouse.com. I would sort of like to take a peek into the future. And now I know that you're really busy working on this production, and it takes everything you have to be, first of all, to be a director and be, you're kind of like an octopus. You have arms going to all the different people in the cast and all of the other things that you have to think about when you're directing a show and bringing it all together. It's quite a superwoman type thing to do. But have you had a moment to think about any of the things that you'll be working on in the future? Michelle, I'll start with you.
Well, for me, as a member of Evil Cheese and as an actor and as a director, I don't have any directing gigs up on the horizon, but we do have, Evil Cheese is doing a lot this season. We're bringing back one of our fan favorites, which is the character of the Rook. So we've got a couple of more shows about the Rook coming up. We have
Wonderful.
The Rook in the beginning and the Trial of the Rook. So those are going to be really exciting, and I'm in both of those casts.
Very cool.
We have some other shows coming up, and you can find all of that on Evil Cheese Productions Facebook. And then for me personally, I try to work outside of cheese, but it's such a family, and it's such a good home for me, and we get the unique ability to be super creative and to do local stuff, and we don't really have a lot of restraints on what we can do creatively. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of hard for me to even do anything outside of there. So right. mostly Evil Cheese stuff, but definitely the Rook stuff. And I'm really excited about it.
Well, I think if you find a great family-feeling base to work with, stay mm-hmm. with it, because that's a great group. Ben, how about you? What if you could give us maybe a sneak peek into the future of some of the things that you're working on upcoming?
I've got quite a bit coming up, actually.
Great.
There is some talk of doing a few readers' theaters of my next three plays that
awesome.
I've written that are basically a Greek revival. Three tragedies based on the story of Hercules, the story of Agamemnon, and the story of Ajax.
Wow.
Other than that, I'm doing a podcast with Theater Huntsville. It's called the Rocket City Radio Hour. It should be premiering in mid-June.
Cool.
It's
going to
be an arts retrospective for the Huntsville area. Lots of musicians, writers, people from the arts community who don't always get a voice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going to be a nice little variety show.
Very nice. So much goes on in Huntsville in the arts, and that's a great way to document this, I believe, to have people come on, and that's going to be a great little work of history there. That sounds fantastic. I do know from working with you in the not-too-distant past, Ben, that you are interested in these mythological figures. A lot of that comes out in your poetry. Where does that fascination come from? Where did you begin to link up with these mythological figures in your work?
I would have had to be in third grade. Yeah. I started really getting into ancient Greek mythology.
Cool.
And then my degree is in philosophy, and I specialize in ancient Greek philosophy. So, I mean, I wrote a whole thesis on Socrates and the Peloponnesian War. So it's all kind of ingrained. It's just kind of who I am.
That's really interesting to me that with that, that you go from that to writing plays, because there were so many wonderful Greek plays in the back in the way, way, way good old days. And that just seems to naturally follow from where you started with the studies of that. That does that feel natural to you to just fall into this playwriting thing? Do you feel resonance with the ancient Greeks as they were doing this theater that they did as well?
In a way. Mm-hmm. I had never thought of myself as a playwright. I always wanted to write a play.
Could have fooled me.
The Rocket City Playwright series. And so I just kind of took a chance. And while I enjoyed writing poetry back when we met, I really enjoy writing plays a lot more. It's mm-hmm. a little bit more freedom of language, but still not much different than writing poetry. You still have your rhythms. You still have trying to get through as much communication with a person with mm-hmm. as few words as possible.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
The interesting thing about Ivy, too, is that I think on a subconscious level, there's definitely a level of poetry to some of the lines. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously there's dialogue, but this is a very thematic show, and there's definitely a lot of poetry in the monologues and even in some of the movements that the characters have with each other. So you can definitely see that poetry background. It's actually really beautiful.
Lovely. Well, I'm excited about the show, and you guys are just two dynamic energies, and I can feel the energy. I think it's going to be really, really awesome. Once more, The Growing of Ivy, presented by Evil Cheese Productions. That's C-H-E-E-Z. And this is a drama in three acts written by Ben Shapiro and directed by Michelle Hughley, who are my guests today. This is coming up at the historic Lowry House, 1205 Kildare Street in Huntsville. Something you might want to put on your calendar. Performances begin April the 6th going through the 15th. And you can find out more at historiclowryhouse.com or on Facebook. Just look for Evil Cheese Productions or The Lowry House, and you'll find The Growing of Ivy. Michelle and Ben, I want to thank you so much for being here today. It's been fascinating talking with you.
Thank you, Beth.